Hey, what's going on? It's Tuesday. It's early. It's real early. It's a little past 4 a.m. It's right when Trump gets up and gets ready to tweet, usually, although he's over in Asia. He's, you know, across the ocean 15, 16 hours ahead or so. So maybe he's tweeting at night now. I don't know. Doesn't matter. All right, so there's some serious news, and I need to go over some things because I'd like to pass around some ideas with those who listen to this podcast and really dive into a couple alternate realities here of what's going on. Now, there's a million things going on at home. We've got, we've got that guy we've got to get out of presidency. That'll happen soon. But in the meantime, while he's still there, the world keeps chugging on. The clock keeps ticking, and it's been amazing weeks of news, this weekend especially. So I don't know if you've heard, but Saudi Arabia, it's a really big country. It's a lot of oil and a lot of people and a lot of money. The prince, MBS, Prince Mohammed, who's the next in line for the throne, essentially, and his dad is 81. He is asserting his power, and he's purging all the members of the royal family that aren't on board with him, which is really amazing. He is taking all the relatives, all those crazy sons. You know how they do that over there in Saudi Arabia. They just pop out kids all over the place, multiple wives, you name it. Doesn't matter. It's a good time, right? It's insane. So there are all these peripheral members of the royal family floating around. And some of them are really rich. Al-Tayyib, I think his name is, or Al-Tayyib, is a really wealthy investor, invests in a lot of companies in the West, including Citigroup. He has like a 5% stake, at least, in Citigroup. He got locked up. 11 other people got locked up. One of the members of the family died in a helicopter crash. They've just yesterday, right? Just the other day. Probably trying to get out because they weren't able to detain him. Who knows? We're not going to get accurate stuff coming out of the story, but this is really something. This is like sort of like a coup from the top, essentially. Like they're jockeying for power, and Prince Mohammed is taking it, and he's taking it, and it looks to be working. So, what does this have to do with us? And why am I talking about this? I'll tell you why. We have some long-lasting intertwined relationships with Saudi Arabia. Military relationships, economic relationships, oil, everything. We are intertwined with Saudi Arabia in a lot of ways, which is why you see things like Obama wouldn't come out and kind of discount, name the Saudi Arabians as impacting 9/11 and being a source for 9/11. Like, people really walk on eggshells when it comes to language with Saudi Arabia, and we care what they think and we're respectful to them. And there are a lot of reasons for that. Now, what's freaking me out a little bit right now is Jared Kushner, Trump's moronic son-in-law, he's juggling 100 crimes at once, this guy. He just secretly went to Saudi Arabia. Secretly. Did it without detail. Had to go and talk to them just a few weeks ago. Weird. Why is that? Why is that? And then 2 weeks later, there's essentially a coup in Saudi Arabia. A coup from the top, though. It's a coup from the top. It's a weird type of coup. I'm going to float around some possible ideas. All right? Because you have to look at everything through a prism of what does Putin want? Because Putin's controlling our presidency, and all, the Russians are financing our president and his family. So he does whatever they want that they can get away with. So I'm going to make some assumptions here, and I'm going to assume that Kushner went to Saudi Arabia to give Prince Mohammed some assurances of some sort that if this coup from the top that he's planning and locking up all these billionaire members of his family and really taking a strong arm control of his country, which seems to be what he's doing, Whether he's a vicious dictator or not is left to be is up for debate. He's supposedly more moderate, more mild, and wants to have women driving and going to sporting events. That's at least the PR that we're hearing. But Kushner went there to tell Prince Mohammed, I guess we got your back if it goes wrong and you need our help. And the royal family, the members of the royal family, if you aren't able to sweep them all up in this purge, in this one-day purge that you're doing, freezing bank accounts, making them not able to travel, doing all the things that a dictator has to do to prevent critical thought and the masses from supporting what's right and destabilizing your throne. He's doing all those things. Why was Kushner there? And what does Kushner want? Kushner needs money. So he was promising them assurances as long as he gets money from them. Because the things that the Saudi Arabians have is money. And there's another possible facet to this, which is Kushner and increasingly Trump and the others are becoming aware that they're going to jail. And Mueller's closing in, and the force that is the intelligence agencies and the FBI, the NSA, that force is coming for them. And they're gonna have to escape. Like, there's no other way out. They're going to jail. It's treason, what's been going on. It's the worst type of crimes against a country. Because people are dying too. That's the other thing is, you know, people are dying and Trump will send more troops in and God knows what will happen with North Korea and all these things. That's why we have to get him out immediately, because these things are starting to happen. So because Trump is blindly supporting what's going on in Saudi Arabia, it means that they knew that this was coming. And there's a deal. Now, what's the deal? Where's the money going to come from? Prince Mohammed wants to take control of his country. The only thing about people in power, the most important thing to people in power is not losing their power, which is another reason why we got to get Trump out immediately before this cancer that is Trump metastasizes across our entire government. This is why we have to do this before the end of the year. There are so many reasons. We should do it today. We should all walk down. Well, he's not back. We should send our Korean friends to walk down and tell this president he cannot be president anymore. You're done. Like, we are removing you from office. This is unacceptable. You will not destroy our country. So let's get back to Saudi Arabia for a minute, though. What's going to happen now? Are these billionaire members of the royal family going to go quietly in prison? I don't think so. I think there's too much power widely distributed. Even though Saudi Arabia has this iron fist, ruling with the iron fist, I still think that there are too many powerful members of the royal family for them all to be purged like this. That's why Kushner had to go there and tell Prince Mohammed that he's got his back. And he's got his back because he's expecting to get some kind of crazy oil deal or money or something. This is where Putin comes in. I think Putin probably is going to know about this because Kushner's going to forward all this information to the Russians, because that's what he does. That's why he was trying to set up a back channel. That's why he was trying to set up a way to communicate with the Russians that wasn't monitored by normal ISPs or the government or anyway, some way to get messages to them without being there that aren't going to be monitored. That's why he cared so much, because he's doing a lot of nefarious shit like this. And he's getting this message to Putin. Why does Putin want Prince Mohammed to purge the other members of the royal Saudi family? Here's why. Here's a few reasons why. Those dispersed members, or those, I don't know, on that family tree, those leaves, those branches on that family tree in Saudi Arabia, many of them, most of them, are very warm and welcoming to the United States. We get cheaper oil from them. We have many military bases in Saudi Arabia. I mean, they allow us to work with, there's a give and take there, and it's a relationship that has benefited probably both countries over, I don't know how many decades. Putin's trying to destabilize that. That's what Putin does. He's trying to twiddle mess with that. And I'm thinking what he's doing is he's saying, all right, well, if Saudi Arabia, if all the members, if there isn't a huge consensus that has to go in with how these deals are being made with the US and with the rest of the world, if it's just Prince Mohammed, and Prince Mohammed is tight with Trump and Kushner because they are backing him militarily in case he has to deal with a coup from the bottom, because this is the 21st century and people do have the internets and word gets out, you know, people are going to hear what's going on and they're going to revolt if it gets ugly. So Putin's saying, all right, if I can create this union between Mohammed, Trump, Kushner, and me being Putin, then when I want to have Saudi Arabia cut off oil to the United States or drip, 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 or manipulate it in some way so that I can increase the value of my own oil in Russia and my own natural resources by destabilizing the world market by having a coup in Saudi Arabia and having him being tight with Trump and my boy, and I can basically kind of manipulate Saudi Arabia as well via Trump, which is what he's doing. He is playing Trump like a bitch. Trump is the dumbest mother effer on the planet. And Putin is playing him. He's playing him. And also, you know, he also lent Trump $1 billion, which is why Trump does whatever the hell he wants as well. There's that reason too. But it's pretty crazy. So I'm concerned about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. And I'm thinking buy oil, even though in the long run, oil is a bad bet because all the alternative energy sources of solar and wind and even water power, geothermal, you name it, everything's better than digging up fossil fuels and burning it. I am burying my Audi. I'm burying my Audi. It got too dirty. It just started leaking oil everywhere. It started exploding. It's like a volcano of oil. And I'm getting rid of it. You know what I'm getting? I'm either getting like a Chevy Volt. Or maybe I don't really have the money for a Tesla right now. I don't feel like picking up the new Tesla. I'll wait another year or two. Maybe I'll drive something else. I'll kill a Volt for a couple years and then I'll pick up a Tesla. That's what I'll do. But yeah, things are too dirty. So alternative energy sources are the way to go. But in the short term, if you want to make a short play on oil, let me tell you, Saudi Arabian coup, that will be, yes. Yes, that will raise the oil prices a little bit because the one thing the markets hate is uncertainty, and what's going on? Even I don't know, and I know everything. So, yeah, this is pretty crazy, and it's probably a good idea to buy oil. Oh, all right, so keep an eye on Saudi Arabia and get Trump out of office. Man, it's time. How many more indictments need to happen? Flynn's going to go to jail. Flynn's son, Manafort, Gates. Who else are we going to get next? Kushner? Get Kushner. That's why. He's going to flee. I'm thinking that Kushner might flee to Saudi Arabia. He might have gone there to ask them if he can get asylum there. That's very possible. He was trying to see if he can get to Saudi Arabia and back without getting arrested. And he did it once. And let's see if he's probably going to do it again. That's what will probably happen. When Kushner realizes the indictment is coming, which it could be any week now, he gets wind that it's coming, I think he's going to flee. He doesn't want his pretty sweet little behind getting railed in prison. I mean it. And he might do that. Maybe that's why he went. Boy, man. And keep in mind, we're going to see more craziness coming because that's what Putin wants, and Putin controls our president right now. That's why he can't be our president anymore. I've been screaming it from the top of every bridge in town. All right? He cannot be president anymore. We got to get him out. It's destroying the world. And it's only been 10 months. So it's time. We're not going to put up with it anymore. We've put a deadline. The deadline is the end of the year. He's got to be gone. Mark it on your calendar. New Year's Day, we will have President Pence or even somebody else. I don't know if we get Pence. Hey, you know why the reason for firing Michael Flynn was because they said he lied to Mike Pence. Do you know why they say that? They say that because Pence needs some plausible deniability, because Pence cannot get indicted too. Otherwise, Trump doesn't have anybody left to pardon him. That's what Pence is all about. So that's why the reason is that Michael Flynn lied to Mike Pence, so that Pence has deniability. It's a ridiculous reason. We all didn't understand what the hell was going on back in February when they're like, oh, Mike Flynn lied to Pence and that's why he's getting fired. Oh yeah, because that's when this is going to come out. That's Pence needs to be able to say he didn't know these things about Russia, because there's a massive Russian influence in our executive branch right now. It's enormous. We have a foreign agent in our presidency, and we've got to get him out. It's treason. I mean, what should happen to Trump? What should happen to Kushner? These people are treasonous felons. They will be felons, actually. They are allegedly treasonous felons by me. And they will go to prison if they don't, you know, leave the country or die first. They're going to prison. So, I that's what's going to happen. And it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So, man, I don't know. The Saudi Arabian news stunned me a little bit, because even more disconcerting was the fact that the statement from the administration is, we support whatever's going on there, without even caring or knowing. It's because they do know, and they do support it, because they absolutely do support it. We probably support it militarily, at least whatever the administration can provide. So it's scary. It's scary because, you know, you're starting to see, this is what happens when we leave Trump in office, is all around the world, these kind of dictators are going to be, it's gung-ho. Like, he wants to try to rule the world because he is a sociopath. He wants to rule the world. He wants to pass the world on to Jared. And Jared is borderline retarded. Have you heard him speak? Listen to how people talk about Jared. They talk about him and say, well, Jared. They talk about him with kid gloves, all the other people who know him in the administration. The reason they do that is because he's like that. He's like the intellectually challenged guy in Something About Mary, who is actually played by an actor who does not have that affliction, but like crazy autism, you know, running around, grabbing people. Don't touch his ears. Don't touch Warren's ears. Is it Warren? I think that was his name. I don't know. Talk to Ben Stiller. Talk to Cameron Diaz. That's what Jared is. That's the way people talk about him, because he's freaking a moron and he doesn't realize that he's breaking 100,000 laws and he's just going to go to jail just like his dad. But he might flee to Saudi Arabia, and that's probably what it's about. So keep an eye on this. This is some really – the world's moving faster than we can handle. And we've got to stay on our toes. We've got to find out what's real and what's fake. And we've got to call a spade and get the felonious, treasonous, anti-American scum out of the White House and out of the executive branch. It's November 7th? I think it is. It's November 7th, and it's time. Let's get them out now.